From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump tweeted that the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying extortion money for 25 years. Talking, he said, is not the answer. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee said Mr. Trump has a point.
It is the fact. The U.S. between 1995 and 2008, according to the Congressional Research Service, has provided North Korea with over $1.3 billion in aid, consisting mostly of food and fuel aid.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meeting his South Korean counterpart, repeated that the international community is not done with diplomacy. Meanwhile, Japan said it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang over Japan. North Korean diplomat Ju Yong-chol, however, insisted his government has a right to self-defense, warned against further sanctions or pressure on the DPRK government.
If the U.S. fails to act with discretion and persists in its reckless attempts to stifle the DPRK, we DPRK will not hesitate to take further tougher countermeasures.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korea military exercises and contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Cameroonian President Paul Biya has directed a military court drop the case against three Anglophone activists. The three were arrested following last year's protest by English speakers alleging discrimination in the majority Francophone country. The three denied charges of hostility toward the state or fomenting secession and civil war. The government had been under intense diplomatic and public pressure to end its prosecution. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department Wednesday acknowledged there are more U.S. troops in Afghanistan than the official level of 8,400. Dana Smith is a Pentagon spokesperson.
This is not an announcement of a troop increase. We are simply being more transparent about the way we communicate America's military commitment in Afghanistan, while still protecting sensitive information.
The Pentagon said it has about 11,000 troops in the South Asian nation. Meanwhile, the actual number of U.S. troops operating in Syria and Iraq remain under review. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday lashed out at media coverage of twin investigations into corruption allegations, including questions about gifts he's received allegedly from Hollywood and business figures. Speaking to supporters, most Israelis, he said, appreciate our achievements despite the fact that the press lacks fairness and engages in what he called fake news, which he said has reached a peak level. A separate probe involves Mr. Netanyahu allegedly seeking favorable coverage from a media outlet he has denied the charges. Ailing Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari chaired his first cabinet meeting Wednesday in 5 months, following extended medical leave in Britain for an undisclosed condition. Mr. Buhari returned to the country August 19th. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson was in Maiduguri Wednesday, part of Britain's effort to support efforts against Boko Haram insurgency. Johnson focused on the need for food aid.
But what we're also trying to do with our diplomacy and with our military forces is to help turn the tide against Boko Haram, get the country back under control.
He expressed confidence Nigerian forces with British help can turn the tide against the insurgency that has killed more than 20,000 over the past 8 years. President Donald Trump turned his attention Wednesday to tax reform as a further way to boost jobs and economic growth. He spoke in Springfield, Missouri.
The foundation of our job creation agenda is to fundamentally reform our tax code for the first time in more than 30 years. I want to work with Congress, Republicans, and Democrats alike on a plan that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, and pro-American.
Mr. Trump hopes to get Congress to approve tax reform this year after his efforts to pass health care reform stalled. The UN has charged Venezuela's security forces with committing widespread human rights violations and crushing anti-government dissent. It warned democracy is barely alive in the South American country. U.S. government regulators have approved the first treatment that genetically engineers a patient's own immune system to fight leukemia. It's touted as the first cell therapy approved against cancer anywhere in the world. The costly and custom-made CAR-T cell treatment is developed by Novartis and the University of Pennsylvania. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.